Good morning. Good morning to this space. Good morning to the First Chapel of Spiritual Life Week. Good morning to this day. This morning, I'm pleased to introduce to you Ken Miedema. Last night after dinner, when I asked him, "So Ken, how would you like me to introduce you?" he said, "Tell them how we met and tell them what you think about me."
And dangerous.
I think that Ken knows me enough to know that's a dangerous combination. Ken and I met about 12 years ago at Mennonite Youth Convention for Mennonite Church USA. I was a worship leader, and he was invited to that convention to give response. So after worship, after there was time of singing, and then there would be a speaker and often some kind of drama, he was called to bring the worship time to an end, to kind of culminate everything that had been said, and then in powerful ways share back with us, moving us, challenging us to something more. A few weeks ago, when I talked to Ken about this time here this morning, I was moved again and went home and told Andy, my husband, that Ken has been gifted in incredible ways. He hears things, he listens, and synthesizes and responds in prophetic kinds of ways. And I hope that you experience from him this morning what I've experienced as he continues to move and work in my life using God as a prompt. So this morning, let's begin our time in prayer, and then I'll turn it over to Ken. Let's pray. God, thanks for this day. Thanks for the air that we breathe, the way that we see you in the people that we meet, through nature, through one another, the way that you show yourself to us. Help us to hear and see today in new ways, the ways that you're moving and working in our lives, in the lives of our friends, in the lives of our enemies, and in this world. God, give us grace as we face this day. Amen.
Just a heads up, later in the chapel, I'm going to ask you to tell me a story about a place where you have felt completely at home. And some of you who've been with me know how this works. That we have microphones out here, and you're going to go to a microphone, and you're going to tell me about a place where you feel totally at home. So be ready for that. The first song goes like, I'll show you how it goes. I'll sing it first, and then you'll sing it together. Listen. These are the days for learning and for loving. These are the days to risk and take a chance. These are the days for waking and for working. These are the days to dream and dare and dance. Let's practice. Here we go. These are the days for learning and for loving. You're getting good. These are the days to risk and take a chance. You're almost there. These are the days for waking and for working. You're getting closer now. These are the days to dream and dare and dance. On your feet, here we go. And let me hear those hands. Woo! These are the days for learning and for loving. Oh yeah. These are the days to risk and take a chance. These are the days for waking and for working. Oh, these are the days to dream and dare and dance. Now you know it, you can really rock it out. These are the days for learning and for loving.
times. With all the days for waking and for working. Well, these are the days to dream and dare. And I'll sing a phrase and you sing it after me like this. Clap your hands. Thump your feet. Beat on a drum. Dance in the street. Sing out a song. Make a rhythm and rhyme. Dare to be lovers in a dangerous time. Oh, these are the days for learning and for loving. Oh, yeah! These are the days to risk and take a chance. Ooh, these are the days for waking and for working. Yeah. These are the days to dream and dare and dance. Like this, raise every voice. Raise every hand, raise every hope, speak truth in the land. Don't be discouraged, do not despair. Dare to be dreamers, where dreamers are rare. Oh, these are the days for learning and for loving. These are the days to risk and take a chance. These are the days for waking and for working. Oh yeah. These are the days to dream and dare and dance. Okay, here we go. One more and I'll sing with the hungry. That dance with the cold. Make friends with the lonely. Laugh with the old. Welcome the stranger. Cherish the friend. Pray without ceasing. For love without end. Yeah, these are the days for learning. For loving. These are the days to risk and take a chance. These are the days for waking and for working. Oh yeah. These are the days to dream and dare and sing and shout. Work it out.
Work it out.
Sing and dance.
Sing and dance.
Take love's chance.
Take love's chance.
In the night.
In the night.
In the light.
In the light.
When hope is gone.
When hope is gone.
Sing it on.
Sing it on.
All day long.
Sing love song.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, these are the days for learning and for loving. Come on, let me hear you now. These are the days to risk and take your chance. Oh yeah. These are the days for waking and for working. One more time. These are the days for learning and for loving. These are the days to risk and take a chance. Oh yeah. These are the days for learning and for working. Oh yeah. These are the days to dream and dare. And these are the days.
Now, as Melody reads our scripture, I want you to close your eyes. Welcome to my world. Close your eyes and listen. And as you listen, think about that place where you have felt totally and completely at home.
The scripture reading is from John 15, 1 through 17, and I'm going to read it in the Message. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home in me and my words at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourself at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done, kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature. This is my command: love one another the way I have loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I am no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've learned from the Father. You didn't choose me, remember. I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command: love one another.
I want a place to hang my hat. I want a place to hang my fears. I want a place to spread my clothes. I want a place to spread my tears. I want home.
That's your word.
I want a place that's safe and warm. I want a place out of the sun. I want a place where I can stop. I want a place to learn to run. I want... Tell me again. I want... I want a place to sit and cry. I want a place to stand and shout.
I want a place to wonder why. I want a place to work things out. I want. I want a place to know my limits. I want a place where I can scream. I want a place to speak my passion. I want a place where I can dream. I want. I want a place where I can stand. I want a place where I can fall. I want a place where someone cares. Or a place where no one cares at all. I want. I want a place to be with you. I want a place to be alone. I want a place with open doors. I want a place to call my own. I want. In peace, a place to be revived, a place to be alone, a place to feel alive, a place to be by myself, a place to call my own. Place to let down my defenses for a while. I'm dreaming of a place called.
Okay, it's story time. Now, here's the way it works. You're gonna stand up and you're gonna go to a microphone. And when you stand up to go to the mic to tell us about a place you call home, I will all clap for you like you're a big star, like you're the king or queen of all storytellers. So, who's gonna be my first daring person to go to the mic and tell me about a place that is home for you? Who will be willing? Who'll be willing to go? I know you've all got a place. Who's gonna be willing? Go to the mic. Stand up and just go right to the mic and tell me about a place you call home. Who's gonna go? Who's gonna go? All right, cool beans.
The farm.
What about it? Why? Why?
The open spaces, the animals, my family playing games in the yard, okay. Seeing the night sky.
Open spaces, night sky that goes on forever, open spaces, the fragrance of the fields, gates in the front yard, bread baking in the kitchen, vegetables picked from the garden, animal sounds. Everybody playing games in the front yard. Open spaces, space for love, space for God. heaven were afar, that would be okay. If heaven were afar, with open spaces, fields going on forever, night skies with a million stars, games in the front yard, and the fragrance of the field, I guess that would be okay. Okay, who's next? Another story. A place you call home. Who's next?
The ranch I worked at last summer.
The ranch you worked at last summer. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's in Colorado in the mountains.
Okay.
Mountains tall, halfway to the sky. Open land, think of it and I want to cry. A summer spent in a mountain world, it was perfect, and it made me feel at home. How can it be? All my life I've waited for this, both day and night. You know how it is. You come to a place and all at once a big, big smile on your face, 'cause you feel at home. Didn't grow up in Colorado, Denver was a long ways away. Didn't know much about those western mountains, didn't quite know what to say. Sunshine on my shoulder, that was a song I once heard. And now I think I understand what once I only heard. It's where I felt at home. Colorado, sunshine on my shoulder. Colorado.
One more story. Who's got the next one? Who's got my next story? Who's gonna go? A place you call home. A place you call home. All right.
I think the time that I most experienced home was when I left home, when I went to Paraguay and saying goodbye to my family, and then when I left the family that I made in Paraguay.
I'm on a long, long journey away from the home I know. I'm on a long, long journey. I am not alone. I'm on a long, long journey to a place I've never been. I'm on a long, long journey. So let this journey begin. Hermano, hermana, here I come. Stranger among you, you make me feel at home. And I will be with you for this little while. And I will walk a mile in your shoes. And I will work with you, and I will stay with you, and I will learn from you, and I will grow with you. The time will come, hermano, hermana, I will grow with you, and then I will go from you. At home on the journey, at home on the way, at home on the journey, traveling one more day. Leave the home where I've been living all these years, some other place, and I'll be at home right here. Some other place, and I'll be at home right here.
You'll never know. You'll never know how appropriate that song was, because the next thing that happens is, hold on, wait a minute. Jesus says, be at home in my love. Yeah, wait a minute, boss. Be at home in your love. Now listen, is this love? You've got us running all over the place. You've got us leaving our homes. You've got us leaving the places that we've grown up and become familiar with and comfortable in. You've got us traipsing all over the place. Sooner or later, you're going to send us out to all these cities and villages, having no provisions whatsoever at all, talking to people about this good news that we hardly even understand. And then you have the nerve to say things like, the things I am doing, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do. No way, Jose, this is not at home. This is not what we mean by being at home. This is like being out of your own depth. This is like being in an uncomfortable place. This is a place we don't know, we don't understand. This is a place we didn't even ask for necessarily. This is a place where we do not feel at home. If this is what home is, I don't know, Jesus. I don't know. I don't think this is right.
Well, I saw him first by the sea. And I heard him calling, follow me. Simon, my man, you'll be fishing again, 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 again. This time, you'll be going after women and men. He said, leave your next voice and leave your trade. Leave those paltry little plans you made. Come and be what you were born to be. Come along and follow me. He had no cash, no security, no good connections, no temple authority. He had no place he could call his own. Somehow, like a magnet, he kept leading us on. And he said, leave your nets, boys, and leave your dream. Leave those paltry little plans you made. Come and be what you were born to be. Come along and follow me. Never have known on that day by the sea. I could never have known the plans he was making. And if I had known, I would never have gone. The risk was much too high for the taking. The taking. I saw you first by the sea. I heard him calling, follow me. Oh yeah. Simon, my man, you'll be fishing again. Time you'll be going after women and men. Ha! Leave your nets, boys, and leave your trade. Leave the paltry little plans you made. Come and be what you were born to be. Come along and follow me. Oh, follow me, Simon. You won't be the same. You be strong like a rock, and Peter will be your name. Follow me, Simon, you won't be the same. You'll be strong like a rock, and Peter will be your name. Come and be what you were born to be. Oh, take up your cross and follow me. Oh, yeah. Simon, my man, you'll be fishing again. Time you'll be going after women and men. I said, leave your nets and leave your trade. I said, leave the paltry plans you make. I said, leave your nets and leave your trade and come follow. We're going along on a long, long journey. And God only knows where the road will end. Yeah, we're bound away in a long, long journey. Surprises will be waiting just round the bend. Oh, we're going all the way to Colorado. We'll be stopping in Paraguay along the way. The farms and the towns and the ranches, the crazy cities full of chaos and trouble. We're on this long, long journey today. And we'll learn that finding leads to losing. Losing lets you find. Living leads to dying, but death behind. Losing leads to finding. That's all that I can say. And no one will find life another way. Friday, here's a question I'll be asking you. He said, make yourselves at home in my love. Well, we already discovered that's kind of like a mobile home, kind of like a home on the road. But he also said, love one another as I've loved you. What I want to know is what makes it difficult to love. I'll tell you a story about a moment in my own life when it was really hard to love somebody who was supposed to be a brother. Somebody whose guts I hated. I want you to think about that, because I want some stories about that. A place to be alive. A place to sleep in peace. A place to be revived. A place to feel release. To bring my friends, a place to be alone, a place to let down my defenses for a while. I'm dreaming of a place called, I'm dreaming of a place called, I'm dreaming of a place.